107.5 WLAK, Amory's Real News and Great Conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. When President Donald Trump signed legislation reopening the government, he also closed a loophole for hemp and cannabis. The loophole has allowed the sale of hemp products nationwide, even in states like Wisconsin, where cannabis is illegal. The loophole, created by the 2018 Farm Bill, allowed cannabis products if they contained less than 0.3% THC by dry weight. The new signed law closes that loophole, and along with it, cracks down on most THC products that have been proliferated in the past 7 years. Dispensaries, smoke shops, gas stations, and even those drinks next to alcohol at the grocery store. The crackdown would take effect next September. Ignite Dispensary is one of many businesses that would be affected by the new law. Spokesperson Tim Fry says the news was shocking and that the law was a must-pass bill to reopen the government. He says given the federal shift, he's been meeting with state lawmakers to make changes in Wisconsin.
So we are lobbying super hard to actually get a hemp bill passed in Wisconsin. If that happens, if that doesn't happen and federal stays the same, every store is out of business, basically. 95% of the products will be taken off of the market.
Fry says that the medicinal properties of hemp help a lot of people, including veterans with PTSD and older adults with chronic pain. Meanwhile, some communities in Wisconsin have started to crack down on cannabis-containing substances, prohibiting the sale to people under 21 and implementing other measures. Most of Wisconsin's neighbors won't be affected by the change. Minnesota, Illinois, and Michigan have legalized recreational marijuana. A study from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that 3 out of every 10 residents in Wisconsin, 21 or older, live within an hour's drive of a legal recreational marijuana dispensary. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
The Packers shut down the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers over the Vikings, 23-6 at Lambeau Field. Green Bay's defense holding Minnesota to just 2 field goals. Quarterback Jordan Love.
It was amazing. You hold a team to 6 points, you know, it's great. And to be able to come up with so many turnovers like that, especially in the second half, it's a big-time job by everybody on the defense. And obviously, I'm not sure how many sacks we have, but, you know, they're getting after them. It's a great job by them.
The Packers play the Lions on Thursday. College football, the Badgers with a win over Illinois, 27-10 in their final home game of the year, head coach Luke Fickell.
That's what complimentary football looks like, to be honest with you. That's what I'm most proud of right now. I mean, there's nothing better than sending these seniors out of here the right way.
Women's college basketball, Wisconsin defeated Detroit 81-63. Lily Cron, 18 points, 6 three-pointers. And the Badgers volleyball team swept Iowa. Wisconsin now 22-4 for the season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy today with a chance of rain. Our high right around 52 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, rain likely, low in the low to mid 40s. Tomorrow, more rain with highs in the upper 40s to near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Amory News Roundup from WLAK. Find more news anytime at WLAKradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.